Okay, welcome back. Let's get going. We have a lot of material to cover, as usual. Hopefully it will be beneficial to at least most of you around the world and here in the U.S., which is no longer united. And I'm wondering how much longer the states are going to last at this point. This thing is really being taken apart quickly now. And this is going to be a year of great suffering, great duress for a lot of people who just went through, in some cases, a truly, tragically, grievously so, Christmas season. And I want you to know that we really care about all of you and have the greatest sympathy and compassion for the things you've had to go through. And we're going to talk about one case in particular that really brought it all home. It's amazing. You can have 100,000, half a million cases, and yet when you hear one, it can change everything for people. You say, oh my God, all of a sudden that one strikes home. I have been feeling for a long time when I've looked at these videos, as have you, I'm sure, of people standing up and all of a sudden planting their faces on concrete, etc. They die suddenly. They're gone. And I would always say over and over again, it looks like a main circuit breaker has been disconnected and the person is no longer alive. A switch has been thrown or disabled, and these people are gone. And I said, this looks like a bioelectric, physiological short of the autonomic nervous system. Maybe short isn't the right word. I don't know. A shutoff. How's that? Well, let's bring on my blushing partner here. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Jeff. Blushing,
atta
yes.
Girl. I see. I can see. I see. And I've been talking about this for a long time. So is Erica. And yes, we understand the amyloid clots can certainly fill up a key artery and cause people to go down. But it looked to me from the beginning as if this was something to do with the autonomic nervous system. And some of you are saying, what is the autonomic nervous system? Well, let me just read this little bitty bit from Wikipedia, which will never lie to you. All right, but this is true, though. The autonomic nervous system, formerly referred to as the vegetative nervous system, is a division of the peripheral nervous system that supplies internal organs, smooth muscle, and glands. The autonomic nervous system is a control system that acts largely unconsciously and regulates bodily functions such as your heart rate. It tells your heart to beat and how fast to beat. It tells you when to breathe. It also regulates your digestion, your pupillary response, urination, sexual arousal. The autonomic nervous system is an extraordinary system which is headquartered in the brain stem. Now, if we went up to 100 people on the streets and asked them to put their finger on their brain stem, I'm not knocking anybody, but I would say at least half couldn't do it, maybe more. And depending on what neighborhood you're in, maybe you'll end up with zero. It's a crucial part of your body that is absolutely given the highest priority in terms of proper blood flow, circulation, nutrition, and oxygen. It has to have it. Anything you want to add to that? Then I'm going to read a little bit from this this paper.
No, you've explained it very well. It's you know, it's a critical part of maintaining all bodily functions. Things you don't have
now
to think about.
Right. If I think about, okay, I have an itch on my head. I want to scratch my head. I think my hand comes up, hopefully, and scratches the appropriate location. All right, that's not autonomic nervous function. That's a chosen, voluntary request and response that your body is able to fulfill. All right. This has to do with long COVID, but I do believe that long COVID and autonomic nervous dysfunction are rather similar. Okay? Now, anyone who's been around the scientific literature on chronic fatigue syndrome, for example, knows that dysautonomia, the dysregulation of the autonomic nervous system, is common. Two different kinds of orthostatic intolerance, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, POTS, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, POTS, P-O-T-S, and neurally mediated hypotension have been found. Virtually everyone with chronic fatigue syndrome has reduced blood flow to the brain, and a low heart rate variability is ubiquitous as well. These are really important things. I'm going to jump down just a little bit here. Brainstem. All right, in case you don't know, if you put your finger on the side of your neck and push it straight in at the top, the very top of your spine, at the base of your brain, that's where your brainstem is. It actually forms the top of your spinal column. It's an extraordinary area that gets very little attention. The brainstem. But why, this article states, are these autonomic nervous system problems occurring? One might answer that they lie in the brainstem. The brainstem is the first recipient of all the sensory and motor signals from the spinal cord. What is your spinal cord? Every major organ of your body is connected to the spinal cord and controlled by the spinal cord from the brain on down. The brainstem is the first recipient of all the sensory and motor signals from the spinal cord. It regulates the very basic functions like breathing, heart rate, as I've said, etc. Okay? And there's much more. We talk about the vagus nerve as well, but I'm going to turn this over to my scientific pal here who can explain more about the brainstem. And why, I guess the first question, why has it escaped attention? Because the brainstem and autonomic damage, in my view, is the cause of many people dying suddenly and unexpectedly. It's like someone grabs a big switch. You've seen those old movie circuit breaker switches and pulls it from being engaged to disengaged. The switch is off. The autonomic nervous system is no longer functioning. Your heart stops beating on the spot. You stop breathing. And all the other things that were controlled by that are now under no control whatsoever. They're toast. You die, you're down, and you've died suddenly. Autonomic nervous system failure. That is a big part of this. It's getting no attention. So we're giving it attention, as is our wont. We do this often with things. This is a critical part of the puzzle about dying suddenly. All right? Go ahead.
Yeah, it is curious that there isn't more attention being given to this in the major circles. I think it is being discussed in lesser-known, lesser-publicized circles. But this virus, from the beginning, based on symptoms and subsequent autopsy reports, was shown to have some affinity for the nervous system, if it could get past the lungs and make its way into neural tissue. Many people, even if they didn't have a severe case of it, ended up having some sort of neurological complication later on. It could have been weeks, even months later after the initial infection. Right. So autopsy reports did conclude that the brainstem could harbor this virus in high amounts. And now, after the injections have been introduced, one of the most common complaints is people ending up with this condition called POTS, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, which is a form of dysautonomia, meaning the autonomic nervous system is dysregulated. And that by definition means that there's some injury to the vagus nerve and or brainstem. But I think doctors or medical professionals are just not really talking about that very much. I don't know that they're willing to admit that the spike itself is doing the damage, and we don't really know. I mean, the spike in it by itself is neurotropic, meaning it can make its way to nerves and cause neural dysfunction.
We can go further than that. It likes neurology.
Yes.
The spike likes neurology. It likes to go into nerves. It's like the herpes virus family. It likes to go into nerves.
And it has several sequences on that cause it to be attracted to nerves, not the least of which is some of those rabies. I believe there was three sequences from the rabies G protein that would give it some affinity for nerve. It can bind to the nicotinic acetylcholine receptor, which is very prevalent on some nerve cells. And then I believe the HIV GP120 also has some affinity for neural tissue. But anyway, it's not uncommon for this virus and or the spike protein itself to have an affinity for nerves and kind of collect in the brainstem or in the vagus nerve. And this is likely what's causing sudden death in some people, and along with the symptoms of dizziness and brain fog and tachycardia, breathlessness. There's a whole long list of symptoms that go along with this umbrella term of POTS. But it could likely explain why people are dying suddenly, because the neural impulses coming out of the brainstem are trying to communicate with the heart, regulate the heartbeat, and regulate the vasculature. If that doesn't happen properly, you could result in sudden death. Just the heart doesn't beat. And interestingly, it would be difficult to get it restarted if there was still something impeding
if
these neural
impulses. If there was damage to the brainstem in the autonomic system, you couldn't restart it. The heart is done. It's over. The system to control its beating is done. It's been damaged by, microclots get right in there, and they do damage. They shut down the blood flow through capillary X, Y, and Z, and all the cells that are served by that capillary. Remember, that's one blood cell wide. That's all it is. It's little. Doesn't take much to shut it down. But the spike can do that in a trice, and you got a big problem. You can't be revived, is what I'm trying to say. You can't.
I think some of these balance issues, falls that we're hearing
so much
of lately, this could be part of that. And these people could be having microclots in that area of the brain. Another thing that's suggestive of clotting in that area is when that brainstem is deprived of oxygen or blood flow, there's a reflex called the medullary ischemic reflex, which tries to overcome this lack of oxygen getting to that part of the brain. And the reflex is to really jack up blood pressure and jack up heart rate. And we've seen that quite a bit in many of these vax-injured people. Just kind of sporadically, out of nowhere, people will be complaining of this just tachycardia, really a racing heartbeat and sky-high blood pressure for no apparent reason. And so much attention is being given to, the heart, myocarditis, when in fact the problem may be originating in the brainstem.
If there was any more important part to the human body than the brainstem that we could talk about, I don't know what it would be. I mean, we got to have a brain, you got to have a heart, okay, we get that. But the brainstem, it's like this massive central complex. It's like a switchboard. Everything going up and down the spine goes through the brainstem. It goes into the brain. It's processed by the brain. It's dealt with by the brain as however it may be dealt with, and it is. So the brainstem is this crucial nexus of all manner of information, impulse, and data that's going back and forth all the time. And if that central Call it an organ if you want, whatever. If that central locus, that nexus, is damaged by the S protein, and it will be, guarantee it, if you've got enough, and the S protein goes wherever the blood is, and the brainstem must have maximum blood and nutrition and oxygen. It's the most critical tissue. There's no more critical tissue in the body. So you've got a real problem if there's damage done by the spike protein microclotting. And we know that happens. And then we can talk about the spike protein creating amyloid plaques in the brainstem. And that happens too.
Yeah.
You'll have amyloid clots anywhere.
Go ahead. You could. I think it's inflammation will also do it. Just having the spike protein present causes inflammation, and by virtue of that, some level of dysfunction. And then you've got the constant round-the-clock microclotting. The blood isn't healthy. It's thick. It's not delivering oxygen properly.
Remember that. Let me underscore that. The blood, we've seen, Nurse Anne had pictures of it. Others have had pictures of it. The blood of the vaxxed is almost black. And she said, she's been at this over 35 years, I believe, that virtually every patient who's been vaxxed has black blood, which starts to clot up as soon as it's pulled out of the person's vein. And by the time it gets down to the lab downstairs, two or three stories down, it's clotted up to the extent that the lab can't use it, can't spin it out, can't process it, can't do anything by way of diagnostics with it. It's gone. It's useless. So they have to try again. So anyway, there are problems here. Lots and lots of problems. But don't forget about the brainstem. Does the brainstem regenerate itself? It's part of the brain tissue complex, and I would rather suspect it doesn't. But if you get enough spike in that part of your neurology, you're in deep, deep trouble. And that's why I think a lot of these people are just, they're gone. They just, right. It's like somebody throws a switch. Goodbye. Done.
Yep. Not good. So, and then the other symptom that many of these vaxxed injured people are complaining of is another neurological disorder known as small fiber neuropathy, which is really, that's more commonly known for in diabetes. And as the name suggests, it's a small fiber. It tends to be cutaneous, pertaining to the skin. And it can start in the feet many times. You get numbness or tingling in the feet. But that will often progress to a wider, what they call polyneuropathy, where many nerves throughout the body are affected. But that's consistent with what we know about this spike protein now from the research that's been done. It does damage nerves.
Every nerve that comes out of your spinal column goes to a major organ or major organ system in your body. It's crucial. Look up auto, A-E-O, it's like a car, A-U-T-O, autonomic, N-O-M-I-C, nervous system, autonomic nervous system, and look at our images, look at diagrams, and you'll understand. The brain stem is the master controller of the spinal column neurology. And when you have something that is so neuropathic, like the spike, or the virus with spike, remember you get it both ways, you got problems. And the blood circulation takes these spike proteins, creating amyloids, amyloid plaques, and certainly microclotting, takes them everywhere around nonstop. This is looking to me to be, I hate to think in terms of year because I think of things usually in a continuum, but this is going to be a very dreadfully difficult year because of the number of people who are going to go down with either major massive injuries, life-threatening injuries, or they're just going to die. They're just going to shut down because of damage to the... brainstem.
You know, every time you're exposed to spike protein, let's just say from shedding, for example, I think your neurology is taking a hit.
Has to. Has to.
You know, I almost compare it to just these multiple bouts or cycles of freeze-thaw cycles that you can have with your hands in wintertime when the weather's cold. You know, you get ever so slight nerve damage, you know, if you let your hands get cold enough, your fingers get cold enough. And over time, those nerves are damaged. And even though, you know, the insult is no longer there, you can still feel that they're, you know, they're not quite the same.
I couldn't agree more. It is quite a bit of an enigma to me as to why this brainstem has not been talked about more. It just hasn't been.
It may be too frightening. You know, we're not talking about the blood either, and that's a major player.
The number one target, right?
Well, it's the first target, I would say. Yeah, you know, once it gets into the bloodstream.
Right. So, okay, and what can you do to protect the brainstem? Well, don't get the shots. Don't hang around with people who have gotten the shots. Shedding is turning out to be an even bigger player than we thought it was in the beginning. We didn't know. We left the door open, and it is beginning to fill up the door. This is not good. I've talked to two people now.
There's definitely a sensitivity, a threshold, and the more you're dosed with it, the more reactive you become with it. It's almost like getting a hit of radiation. I mean, it's not quite.
Don't think radiation, but think the same kind of damage. It's very similar.
Yes, the severe oxidative stress.
Right.
And how many times can a nerve repair itself?
Yeah, good question. Okay, so there you go. There's the brainstem. Just another angle. Remember, we keep talking about this. There are so many different pathways that this can do catastrophic, fatal damage to a living organism. This being the mRNA and its offspring called spike protein that the mRNA makes your body produce. Or if you get the virus, you're going to get the spike protein as well. But to have human cells in your body turned into spike protein producing factories by the trillions, think about it. Okay, there you go. See if anybody picks this up. Brainstem, crucial to understanding the mechanism by which people end up with all manner of grievous injuries from these biological weapons that are not vaccines by any possible configuration of your thinking process. It's just not there. Doesn't happen. All right. People dropping dead, sudden death, died suddenly. You've seen the documentary, most of you, and you understand it. There's some shortcomings there, but it's generally very important to look at to understand what is happening. I think between 10 and 20 million Americans have been killed, murdered in the last 2 years from this whole operation. It is an operation. Now, we have a story that Eric is going to read for you, a died suddenly story, Christmas morning, I assume in the living room, wherever the tree was. Go ahead with that one. That is again, there may be 100,000 similar stories. But this is one that we happen to have heard about, and it is particularly, it's catastrophic.
Let me see if I've got the right one.
It's the one that's right at the top of
there it is, yep.
December 27th.
In fact, there's a couple, another one like that, too.
Oh.
A friend's 17-year-old granddaughter had one jab about a year ago, and since then developed heart issues. Surgery was scheduled within 2 weeks of Christmas, but the evening before her surgery, as she was petting the family dog, she said her heart was hurting. Suddenly, she clenched her fists and passed out, never to open her eyes again. a very heartbreaking time.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And just keep in mind that the people behind this horror do not care one iota about human life. They don't care. They're better than we are. Just remember that. They look down upon us as a second-rate species, and there's no problem whatsoever with reducing the herd. So there you go. Merry Christmas. 17-year-old young woman just beginning to step out in the world. Dead. Brainstem, maybe. Sounds like she's certainly a candidate. Wasn't able to be revived. Nothing. You can't revive someone.
You know, there's heart issues going on with a lot of these people, especially the younger people. Their hearts are really adversely affected by these injections.
Right.
But the communication between the heart and the brain is very significant.
It's fascinating.
Those two organs talk to each other all the time.
All the time. Well, I think we said that at the same time. they talk nonstop. Some will make an argument that the heart is the first brain.
Mm-hmm.
The brain in your head is the computer part, but the software is in your heart. The hard drive is upstairs. Interesting to contemplate that. Okay, do you have another one?
Yeah, I've got another one, 18-year-old.
Oh, go ahead.
I lost my 18-year-old son 11 days ago. He was just walking to the bathroom in my house, collapsed and died. I'm going to have his name tattooed on my rib cage close to my heart. His name is Riley, and I'm doing the cohort heart next to him because my heart has completely shattered into a million pieces and will never be whole again. And the quote from Reminders of Him will always mean so much to me. So much Colleen Hoover in one life, altering situation. My Riley was the light of the room. I don't know how I will go on without him.
Oh, how many have gone through that kind of... you never recover from that. Never.
No.
It doesn't happen. There are more suddenly. Go ahead, take the next one, too.
Let's see.
Just found out about...
Okay.
37-year-old.
Yeah. All right.
Whatever.
Healthy, full of life, 37-year-old manager at our grocery store left unexpectedly yesterday. Family says natural causes. And someone says, "How can people even remotely think natural causes for a 37-year-old?" And someone else says, "Of course it's natural. He took the stuff, and naturally, he died."
Fair enough. It's the truth. Okay, here's another one. Safe and effective, these people constantly say, and it's as a joke, it's a tongue-in-cheek put-down. It's effective, not safe. Two things are mutually exclusive in many cases. And certainly they are in this one. Just found out about a fellow restaurateur whom I've known for decades who died suddenly. Had enjoyed two of the injections and two of the desserts, the boosters, and developed an extra large hemoclog, a clot, in his lungs. Very sad situation. His restaurant now closed, and all employees are now unemployed. Response to that, devastating. This Christmas, will be anything but merry for these families and so many others. All too true.
Yeah, it wasn't a normal Christmas.
Here's another one. I'm highly triggered by these posts because I just lost a friend to heart stopping, a heart attack, at age 36. He went to the buffet for his share of food. In other words, he was probably fully vaxxed. He was a guitarist who toured with a reggae band and was longing to tour again. Did we read this before? I think we did, but that's okay. He waited so long. I talked to him over and over about how the ingredients in these cupcakes were rotten and not edible. But the eagerness to tour, you had to be shot up, I guess, to travel, took over. He ate his share in April of 2022. He wasn't feeling up to par the morning of December 8th, and he went to the hospital. They did some tests and sent him home, waiting for the results. He lay down to take a nap and never woke up. Spoke to him on December 6th, got the news December 8th, sending tons of strength to anyone who'd had someone transition due to a rotten batch of cupcakes. This one still has me crying because I wish he would have held the line just a little bit longer. And someone responds to that, sounds like my husband, 56. He was required to travel for his job, although with the lockdowns, there was no travel happening. He also thought he was helping to protect his elderly parents and co-workers. I told him, asked him, begged him not to take the shots. 6 months after his second, he checked out suddenly and unexpectedly while on the rowing machine, which he did 5 days a week for forever. And a response to that, wow, I'm so sorry to hear this. And the first poster says, it's truly mind-blowing. I've been wide awake for several years. I've shared all the info with him beforehand. He still did it, thinking I was somehow exaggerating. Denial. Denial.
Mm-hmm.
This is one time where I wished I would have been wrong. Didn't we talk about the 17-year-old girl having had only one shot over a year ago? And thought she was doing okay. She apparently got wise, took no more. Over a year ago. That's what
she was having heart issues because she was scheduled for surgery.
Surgery, right.
So obviously, yeah, she had complications. That's probably why she stopped at one.
Maybe. Whatever. Yes, and people are getting pericarditis, myocarditis. What do they do? Surgery. Ablations. What are ablations?
No, I think they give them various types of anti-inflammatories and tell them to rest and hope it goes away or just settles down.
Well, I know one woman, she had racing heartbeat, and they did an ablation. Didn't work. She said, I wish I'd never had it. Didn't do anything.
I'm not surprised.
No.
No, that heart tissue will stay inflamed for a long time. And if it's still producing spike protein, if it was genuinely transfected and it's producing spike protein, every time the immune system sees that, it's going to attack that tissue. So it's critical to stop the tissue from producing the spike, and there's various ways of doing that. Fasting seems to be helping the most with that regard, turning down the production.
Cut down the calories for sure. And trying not to eat as much physically. Don't eat as much.
Well,
fasting
it just gives the body a chance
help.
To, you know, stop the protein production and maybe clear out some of the excess.
And don't remember how the proteins that your body normally produces when they encounter a spike protein, there are seven locations on that spike protein which will turn that protein that your body normally produces into a useless piece of protein. It no longer functions.
Yep.
It's misfolded. And what does it do? It will go on in your bloodstream as a misfolded, dysfunctional, non-functional protein, and any other proteins it meets, normal bodily proteins that your body manufactures, it will also disable them and cause them to misfold. It doesn't have to be only done by the spike. It's like a domino thing. So this
yeah,
thing,
wherever that process starts, it generally nerve tissue is very, very susceptible to that type of process. So the proteins that are misfolding are generally in those tissues, unique to those tissues. They're not necessarily bloodborne. Mm-hmm. But there is a type that can originate in the bone marrow and go systemic, and that's what they call the AL amyloidosis.
The two, okay. Died suddenly in the kitchen. Go ahead.
Okay.
You have that one?
Yep. A friend said about her son-in-law who passed out in the kitchen. I don't know the status. I did mention perhaps the cause, but they didn't respond. They have no idea what happened. He just stopped breathing. All tests were fine. They took breathing tube out the next morning. Not sure. Maybe they'll send him home today. Crazy. Well, that does sound like a brainstem issue.
Okay, take the next one.
My beautiful cousin just passed. She was a wonderful woman who loved horses and animals. She fought the hard fight. We all know why. Championship horse rider, loved animals, and the kindest person ever. And there's a picture.
You said what, 35?
Yeah. Yep.
So we're losing a lot of people. And on top of all this, those that don't die, young females, the breeding stock, are being destroyed. They're getting hysterectomies like they used to give people tonsillectomies. They're out of the game. And 75% or thereabout of pregnant women who have taken the cupcake during pregnancy have lost their child. Child's been killed.
Yeah. If you ever get a chance to watch any of the videos by this Dr. James Thorpe, he goes into it in some detail, and it's horrifying. Absolutely horrifying what's happening.
Well, we're losing our ability to procreate. The species has clearly been marked for either extraordinary diminution in its size, or maybe they're going to go all the way with it. This could be existential. We don't know. We're going to have to watch and see. Okay, where do we go next? Elderly succumbing, family strife, funeral homes busy. Got an email today from one of our listeners who said lost a very dear friend, and I guess the body is in a funeral home, and he said it'll be at least 4 weeks before they can have a funeral. That's how backed up they are.
Wow.
Okay. Elderly succumbing. I wrote once in the last group that was deleted and want to add another case. 2 weeks ago, 86-year-old lady, very active, still used high heels and used to go to the hairdresser every week. Looked like a 60-year-old woman, had an appointment for a pedicure, but at the hour of the appointment, she didn't appear, and the pedicurist called her to remind her of the appointment. She answered the phone as if she was eating. She was having a stroke at that very moment. After the conversation, she appeared in the pedicure studio. It's a very small city and everything is close, and fell down in the entrance with foam in her mouth. The paramedics were called and went to the I can't even see this.
I'm gonna
you take
guess
over
that's a hospital. the paramedics were called and went to the hospital. She was diagnosed with a stroke.
Yeah.
Now she's going to a nursing home in another city because we don't have any vacancies here, and she doesn't speak at all. It's the second one I know who has stopped talking, and she'd had all the cupcakes available.
Fully vaxxed. There you go.
Yep.
That means five shots.
Someone says,
or more.
Yeah. That's a sad story. What a horrible, tragic, avoidable ending to a wonderful, healthy, active senior woman.
I wonder how many families had a difficult time of it this holiday season. I've talked to two people now who have dutifully gone to the family Christmas dinner, and I don't blame them at all, but they're both sick. Both.
I know.
Coughing.
Yeah.
They've got that.
Mm-hmm.
They've got that COVID cough, and more. A lot of runny noses and that. Have seen my dad, who lives in Duluth, three times in the last 3 years. But prior to the C word, I'd see him maybe once a month. My stepbrother lives in Northern California, and he has been out there more times than I can count. His dad, out to visit the stepbrother. He finally admitted to me tonight, it's because I will not take the shots. I've known this all along, but hearing him admit it to me crushed me. I imagine I can't be the only one whose parents have cut them out of their lives because of the refusal to bow down to the false teachings of the new religion. One response to that, I hadn't seen my mom in a year. She thinks I'm crazy for not wanting the injection. I just keep truth bombing my family. I would rather be crazy with the truth than living the lie. Those are very good words, but it's tough. It's very difficult. But I do know people, too, who went to these dinners and, you know, 3-4 hours around the table, they're sick. So
yeah, there's a lot of that. I'm seeing a lot of that this week.
No joke. All right.
Pay the price.
Onward. Funeral homes.
I started a conversation with a stranger at the mall. We got into the current state of things. She tells me her husband works at the special home where people cry when their loved ones get their wings, i.e. funeral home. She says business is booming, up 35% this year. Her husband also says the insides of people who have flown away look different. Instead of the red stuff clotting like it used to, it's long and white, more stringy, and not like the old red stuff at all. I think she's connected the dots. Let's see. Yeah, that's not really relevant comments.
No. Every year I like to watch the Hallmark Christmas movies. The other night I watched the first movie on their countdown list, Noel Next Door, that aired in October. Surprise, surprise, the main character was a handsome young man who had suffered a stroke. Within the first 15 minutes, misinformation is brought up. Wow, I just can't believe the messaging, but sadly, few are cluing in. When you're awake, this just really jumps out. ETA, I've been awake for a long time. It's just how blatantly that messaging is being portrayed, normalizing this BS, yet most are not cluing in. One reply to that, yay, Hallmark is too woke for me. I won't support them ever again. It's gotten to where there is nothing I'm willing to watch, and there are many places of business I will no longer support. With everything I now know, I realize this country hasn't been what we thought of for many decades. There's some people who are really figuring it out, and it's nice to see. I think that's going to be a, what do they call it? It's a prize, but it's not the main prize. What do you call it? Constellation Prize or something.
Right.
Consolation
yeah.
Prize. Okay. Hallmark. Yeah. Hallmark normalizing strokes. Wow. All right, go ahead, next.
12/26/22. 34-year-old expired, heart attack, while in the hospital for a heart catheter. Friend of the family, leaving two young offspring and a husband. And someone says, so sad. So the person was having symptoms, issues prior to the procedure? No answer to that. It's just after the you-know-what.
Here, let me just give an idea how we have to pick our way through these words. These people can't just write it out as it really is. They have to use code words and little icons, or little symbols. 34-Y-O expired. All right, we get year-old, Y-O, that's not too hard. Then you come to the next words. Unless you've read these in advance, H-A-R-T.
It's like reading a foreign language.
It is. H-A-R-T, space, the letter A, space, the letter T-A-C-K. Heart attack. Okay, that's fine. Unless you're reading this for the first time. And then it goes on, while in for a heart, H-A-R-T, C-A-T, and then the letter H. Not quite as easy, that one. Friend of family, leafing, L-E-A-F-I-N-G, to, Y-U-N-G, the word off, and then the word spring, and then, and, hubs. H-U-B-S. So it's if we stumble around a little bit, forgive us. And we understand why these people have to do this, or they won't be able to participate in these various groups, which are critically important to understanding what's really going on out there that the mainstream media will never tell you about. Never. Not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You learn more in this hour, and we're not blowing our horns here by any means, but there's more information in this hour than maybe 100 hours of mainstream media. They don't report any of this. It's just not there. And so the masses stare at their screens and they think they're being informed. I got to watch the news. No, you're watching your own programming. It's sickening.
That's okay. What it is.
Heart exploded. I'm a hairstylist. I hear these stories daily, but this is from today. Client's friend, whose son and husband just left this world. So one of her clients had a friend whose son and husband both just died. The son's heart had exploded. No one has any clue why. One addition to that, a comment. I keep seeing the exploded description. I've never heard of such a thing until this year. Well, I don't know that
there's
it necessarily...
There's lots of things we haven't seen until this year.
You got it. These are, as Dr. Blaylock said, we're going to be seeing things we've never seen before. And he was so right when he said that.
So okay, not just a myocardial infarction, meaning a heart attack, but this is a myocardial rupture.
Yep. All right, go to it. Next one.
Many posts of sudden dementia on several groups. Friend went to the hospital with very high BP, blood pressure. Got it down, did a CAT scan. It showed nothing. After severe confusion 2 days after, did an MRI and found a mini stroke 3 days after one. Now symptoms of advanced dementia all in 1 week. How many are missed with a CAT scan? A couple comments. Good question. But what would they do if they found it weeks before? Far as I know, you can't stop dementia. Horrific. Another one says, mother-in-law had mild cognitive impairment in late 2020. It was hardly noticeable. After my father-in-law insisted she eat three servings along with her daily statins that literally say on the insert that they may cause cognitive impairment.
Three shots and then statins on top of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
We had to move her into memory care over the summer. Rapidly progressing Alzheimer's, the white coat said. I've worked in the dementia field for 25 years. I've never seen the things I'm seeing now. Research prions. Dr. Richard Fleming has talked about them a lot.
So what we're having here are reports of people with CJD, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter. These are prion issues for the most part. And they're apparently occurring with incredible rapidity, very fast from onset. In fact, the people don't even know that they're being taken down mentally. Their brains are being destroyed. And you just read one or two. You just heard Erica read them. These are happening that fast. Now, the first one says...
I mean, the spike gets into the brain. It busts past the blood-brain barrier, which is supposed to keep toxins out. But it gets in there and wreaks havoc.
Wherever it goes in the brain, we're not talking about one or two spike proteins. We're talking about millions, potentially. Maybe a trillion. We don't know. It's a huge number. And after this booster that people are getting, the bivalent booster, they are to be avoided at all costs. They are apparently shedding enormous amounts of spike and mRNA and other things that we don't even know about. So you've got to protect yourself. This is going to be a tough year.
Well, the shedding thing is now, I think, somewhat well known.
But rejected by a lot of people. I had someone today refer to me as crazy.
Oh, I know. But, when it happens to them, they'll know. The vax are shedding on each other, too, various things. So
they are. That's important.
Yes, they are. And I've learned now of last week somebody's cat died suddenly. These were vaxxed people, of course. They probably were recently boosted, and they put it up on Facebook, and this fairly young cat just died suddenly. They had no explanation, mystified by it. And then I know somebody else whose dog is now exhibiting neurological issues, will just be running around, and the legs will just collapse, and he'll be paralyzed
wow.
for a few minutes. And they're going to take
Not
him to
okay.
the vet and try to figure out what's wrong, and they're all vaxxed.
The vets are
not connecting the dots.
No. I knew one vet who was going to offer his clinic as a location for free cupcakes.
Mm.
Okay? Free shots. Here, just for fun, these people have to write like this. A CAT scan is a little picture of a kitty face, and then the letters S and C, period, and then the letter N. CAT scan.
Cryptic.
And then here's another one. Doctor is D-O-G-T-U-R. Dogter. All right. So anyway, close enough. These are kind of challenging to go through. I really should try and read them in advance. I don't have time. All right. That's it for tonight. We'll be back Friday and continue to carry on. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your time and your concern, and we hope we've made a difference.
Yep. Thank you, everyone. Okay. Good night, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
Night, young lady. Talk to you soon. We'll be right back with more after this short timeout.